Chapter 7, in which a robbery is performed, loyalty is revealed, and a situation created that can lead to nothing but disaster.
Jesus, Noah, you could have killed me!
What were you thinking?
I wouldn't have
asked. I'll kill you for that!
Sergeant!
I won't be bullied by you ever again, Sykes!
Get him off me!
Oliver!
It's not Bill.
No. Oh, of course. Of course it isn't.
Harry Marks, you're under arrest. Come on, Sergeant. We'll sort your bleeding nose out of the station.
Whatever you say.
M'lady, if you'll come with us.
Of course, Detective.
Nothing to see here, nothing to see. Sorry about the mess upstairs. Just send us the bill, yeah?
Are you all right, miss?
Quite all right, thanks to these brave officers.
Excellent news. I'd just like to say, sir, that given the chance, I would have taken him down just like you did.
Well, that's remarkably civic-minded of you. Here, take my hat.
Oh.
Sergeant, keep hold of the convict.
Betsy, follow us. We're all in roll, all right? Now tell me, what the blazes was that, Noah? Throwing punches and firing a gun. That wasn't part of the plan.
To make it believable, didn't
it? You could have warned me.
Did you get the key print, Dodger?
Yeah, of course. I think I'm some kind of rank amateur like these two.
Boy,
I'm saying I'm wrong. Thought not. All we have to do is steal the little darling. Keep walking, everyone. That's it.
Welcome to Babbage & Co., madam. How may I help?
Good day, sir. I just wondered what all the fuss was about. It looks like there was an arrest.
Yes, indeed. Of a most villainous fellow. I, of course, was instrumental in the capture.
You were? Oh, well, I say...
Oh, yes, Harry Marks will rue the day he came to Babbage & Co.
Harry Marks? You're sure that was his name?
I'll remember it until the day I die.
Interesting. You're very brave, sir.
Oh, well, yes. Anyway, mustn't dawdle, work to do.
Yes, indeed, there's work to do. And money to be made, I reckon. What are you playing at, Noah? Old Charlotte will find you out.
Morning, all. See the news? A great exhibition starts today.
Idiots. All those fools flocking to the Crystal Palace just to get a gawk at a fake diamond.
Yeah. And that's a problem.
Why?
Well, although we know the diamond in the exhibition ain't a real thing, as soon as someone tries to steal the fake, we've got no edge anymore.
You think that's likely?
They get close enough to see it's a fake, it'd be all over Spitalfields by nightfall.
So it's a race?
Pretty much. Once it's out there, someone's going to guess that the real diamond's in the museum.
And they'll try to steal it.
But they won't know about the Babbage safe.
Which means they'll botch the job. And security will be changed.
And we'll be stuck back at the start again. Not bloody likely.
So, we go tonight.
The key isn't ready, it's untested.
So what do you suggest we do?
I was just saying...
I know, you were just saying, you're always bloody just saying...
Well, you two, give it a rest. I expect it from Claypole and Twist, but I'm not having it with you two and all.
He started it.
I don't care who started it. We can file the Babbage key down while we're in there.
What about the guards?
It's the middle of the night, they'll be half asleep. We'll have time. Clear the table. Right then. This is a map of the British Museum.
Where did he get this?
The trustees are keen to build some more accommodation in the museum. This is a map they're using, but it covers just what we need.
Of course it does. Because you always have the answers.
You got a problem, Noah?
Just keen to get it done.
Good. So, see here, in the bottom west... We'll start here, and we'll be escaping through the Egyptian Hall here.
Lovely grub. I'll polish up me barker.
No barkers.
You're not serious. Walking in there not told up is suicide.
If you don't like it, you know where the door is.
Fine. What's up with you, workers?
Just that line you use, lovely grub.
You're not back onto that, yeah?
Shouldn't I be?
Enough. The museum closes at 5 p.m, so I'd like to get this meeting over with before lunch. Right. So we've got to get the diamond in the safe that's inside the safe. Let me think.
No deviations, my boy. Stick with the plan.
Dodger. Dodger, are you still with us?
Of course, let's just think about it. The evening routine is this. End of every day, Bateman waits with a clerk from good old Babbage's. They'll unlock the safe and the diamond will be locked away for the night. As soon as it's tucked away, we go in.
Tonight?
Tonight. Get your affairs in order. And I'll see you all before closing.
I'll see you later.
No weapons, Noah. Remember.
I heard you the first time.
I'll go find something posh yet practical to wear.
I suppose I'll just...
Oliver, wait.
What is it?
Listen, you've done your bit. You don't have to do this if you don't want to.
Dodger, I'll get my share of the money. You're helping me out, so it's time I helped you.
I mean it. We really don't need you to be there. Too many cooks and all that.
There's another reason I want to be there. I promised Charlie I'd watch your back.
Did you? Why?
Because he doesn't trust Noah. And neither do I.
It's nice that you care, but this is dangerous. Treason levels are dangerous.
And I'll be right beside you all of the way. I want to repay you. See you later, Dodger.
And you will pay, Oliver. And I will keep my word. I just don't know which one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the museum is now closing. Please leave the gallery and make your way to the exit.
No time for niceties. We need to get into position. Oliver?
I'll get behind that statue.
I'll nip into this sarcophagus.
Don't get trapped in there, will ya? A terrible thing if you suffocated, eh?
I can just about hear the concern in your voice, Noah. See you at 11.
Remember, Bessie, stay hidden. Till Dodger says it's time.
Oh, shut up.
Get rid of that skirt. You'll only knock into something that we hit on.
You know, one of these days, girls will wear trousers too.
Hello? Who's in here? The museum is closing.
Damn, it's Bateman. Get behind that curtain.
What about you?
It's too late. I'll lead him away.
Miss Monks?
Mr. Bateman!
It is you. I thought I heard your voice. What a pleasant surprise.
Indeed. I was just admiring the statues.
I could have sworn I heard a man's voice.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's silly. I was pretending to be a pharaoh.
That's very good.
Thank you. Although a real pharaoh would speak Egyptian, I suppose.
Indeed. Look, I'm terribly sorry, but the museum is now closing. I just need to check through the gallery.
Dinner!
I'm sorry?
I know it's terribly unorthodox and a little forward, but perhaps we could go to dinner.
Now?
Yes.
As in right now?
Yes. Well, yes, unless...
Unless what?
Unless you don't think of me in that way. Gosh, I've made such a fool of myself.
No! No, not at all. I do. I like you. Yes, let's go to dinner. Now. Why not?
Well, that's a bit bloody inconvenient. Wake up, Twist.
What time is it?
It's just gone 11.
You sure about this, Dawkins? Seems a bit early.
The guards do their rounds every 20 minutes or so. One just passed.
Yeah, we heard him.
Then you'll have also heard one of them telling his mate it can't wait until the shift change in an hour.
So?
Shift change equals new, fresh guards. I'd much rather have the tired ones.
Makes sense.
And I don't know about you. I'm pretty sick of lying on stone. Plays out with my bones.
Well, that'll give us about 15 minutes to get in and out. Will that be enough?
We only need to get in during that.
Once we're in the office, we're nothing but a closed door to them.
As long as you don't start yapping your mouth off.
Shouldn't we have masks?
Why? You thinking of having a chat with a guard?
No masks. If a guard sees us, we're just some drunks who fell asleep. Perhaps Bateman didn't find us because he was off on his date. There's plausible deniability.
God sees us in a mask. He knows there's something wrong.
Shh. Right, we're here. Keep an eye out. Oh, pretty little lock. Shouldn't take a moment to pick it.
What happens if the guard sees the doors open?
We'll lock it from the inside while we're working. And when we're done, we simply unlock the door again and leave. You worry too much, Twist. Open sesame. In we go, gentlemen. Lock that door behind us, Noah. Right, where's the safe?
In that cabinet, by the desk.
Lovely. Twist, get that lamp going and pass it over, will you? Right, let's shed a little light on the subject. Nice little safe, this. And a nice little key. One down. Right then, let's have a butcher's. Oh, it's a tight fit. Oh, by God, I hope I made the right imprint. I need to file it down a bit.
I'm sure it won't take much.
Oh, yeah? And you're quite the expert on everything after what? 3 weeks or so, workers?
You know what, Noah?
What?
The best thing about the end of this caper is that I'll never have to see you again.
You think I like seeing you around here, workers? You're a ghost from your past. One I should have beaten the tar out of the first time we met.
Oh, yeah, that'll prove you're tough. The big, strong lad beating up the small boy.
You watch it, mate.
It didn't work so well for you a couple of days ago, did it? You might have blooded my nose, but I gave
well,
as good as I got.
You two, leave it out.
Someone's coming.
Blow out the lamp. Get down.
You all right, Billy?
Yeah. Well, I heard something.
Bateman's bloody cat. Come on, we're running late.
Okay.
You were supposed to be the lookout.
I know, I'm sorry. Sorry. What now?
That's your bloody catchphrase, I think.
Jesus, come on. We're this close and you two want to have a Barney.
I'll check the door.
Yeah, thought so. God bless, that's you.
Come on now. Oh, damn it, so close.
You know, I visited an old friend of yours when I went home last week.
I don't have old friends.
More an acquaintance, then.
Yeah? Who?
Salisbury.
No, you didn't.
Oh, we had quite a chat. He was most interested to hear that you were still alive.
You're lying.
Am I? Then how would I know that he'd been looking for you? And that he'd like to have a word?
What did you do?
I just told him where to find you.
I'm gonna kill you!
Could you hold off from killing each other for a second? I've only just cracked a bloody safe.
Nina. Nina. This is a very pretty mess.
Thank you, Percival.
Now, dancing. And more gin.
I think you've had enough, don't you?
Have I? I don't really know. I never drank gin before.
Have I told you that Mina is a very pretty name?
4 times now. Let's get you into this handsome cab, yeah?
Yes, I'm perfectly fine walking.
But trust me, you're really not.
You know, the least you could do is give us a kiss. Just a little kiss, you will see.
We'll talk about it tomorrow. No, yeah?
Tomorrow be damned. Marry me, Mina. My life is dull and grey. You make me happy.
I make you drunk.
I'm not drunk. I've had as many as you.
You're still drunk, though.
And happy. Come, let's elope right now.
You really need to let go now, Percival.
Not until I go my kissy-wissy. My little kissy-wissy.
Okay, I think it's time you went home.
Is this gentleman harassing you, ma'am?
Who the bloody hell are you?
Detective Constable Charles Bates of the Metropolitan Police. And you are?
About to be sick. Driver, take me home.
Did he even give his address?
Nah, the cabbie won't care. He'll just drive about until Percy sobers up, then charge him a fortune.
And probably a cleaning fee.
What do you want, Charlie?
Well, that's a fine way to welcome an old friend.
I don't know where Dodger is. You're wasting your time.
Come on, Bets. We both know where he is, and where Oliver and Noah are. What I can't work out is why you're not there.
What do you mean?
He's going to take out Oliver, and he's going to destroy Dodger. Tonight, at the museum. You have to get back in and stop him, Bets.
Noah, he's following Dodger's plan. He wouldn't hurt him. That was all a ruse to get Oliver to stay in the game.
This isn't about Noah or Oliver.
Then who the hell are we talking about?
Fagin.
Fagin's dead.
Is he, Bets? You've seen the look in Dodger's eyes. He believes everything that voice in his head says, and it's gonna kill him, right after he kills Oliver.
Gentlemen, I give you the Koh-i-Noor diamond.
It's massive.
It's beautiful.
Oh, I never thought you'd manage it.
I always keep my word. Right, come on in.
So what now?
We'll lock everything back up, sneak out of the tunnel, and then split for a couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks? Why?
We just stole the Queen's bloody diamond, you idiot. We need to let the fuss die down.
I'll contact the both of you. We'll meet back at Field Lane. Divvy up the proceeds.
Dodger, I can't just go off for 2 weeks. I don't have the money.
Sure you do. Here.
The gold aureus.
Well, you gave it to Bateman to assess, right? I reckon that means it's yours.
You sure?
Yeah. It's worth enough to keep you in food and lodgings until we meet back up.
And the rest?
Once this is cut down, we just...
Roger, what are you doing?
What do you mean?
Giving him the coin.
Yeah. I forgot for a moment.
Forgot what?
No! I've been waiting for this, your notebook, got a scum workers.
Dodger, stop it!
Your man was scum, your dad was scum, you're all scum!
Are you insane? I said no guns.
Oh, don't worry, I'll make it quick.
If I had, you bring the old bloody museum down on us. We need him alive.
Why?
Because we need him to take the blame.
Nobody tells me what to do. I don't work for you.
You do until I get this diamond sorted. Go on, get the grating up. I'll finish off in here.
Fine. But I ain't finished for you, worker scum.
Why?
Jesus, he did a real job on you. Still, broken bones mend, unlike other things. I'm unlocking the door now, see? So they'll find you.
I don't understand.
This was for Fagin, Oliver. All the planning, all the loss, your fall from grace, everything, all led to this moment. It was all for Fagin, Twist.
We got a right bleeder here. It's black and blue.
What was he doing in here? Check the safe, just in case. I thought I'd heard something. How the hell did they get in here?
They got the diamond. It's gone.
Where is it? You son of a bitch. Where did your friends take it? Tell me.
Leave him, Billy. Look at him.
What?
Do you seriously think that he has a clue? Do you think he'd be left here like that if he knew?
Suppose not.
Poor bleeder was left here for dead. He weren't needed anymore.
So what now?
Now we call the police, send for Mr. Bateman, and take this poor sod to Newgate to hang.
Dodger? I've been looking for you all night.
Oh, Bets. Oh, thank God, I thought you were Sally.
I thought you was pinched. Crushers are all over the museum.
I got out.
Dodger, what happened?
Happened? Nothing happened. Went exactly as planned, didn't it?
Oh, it did, my boy.
Then why aren't you crying your success from the roofs of Saffron Hill?
It's not the right time yet, is it? No. More suffering for the boy, I feel.
We need to lay low.
Who's we? Us? Or you and that voice in your head?
I don't know what you mean.
Charlie found me. Told me that you're not just listening to Fagin, but you're following his plan.
His plan worked. They always worked all the way back to Australia.
Dodger, where are Noah and Oliver?
We had to split up. Noah went north towards Camden.
And Twist? What did you do to Oliver?
He had it coming.
What the hell are you saying? Look at me.
What he did to Fagin, he always had it coming. I did what he said. I did it so that he'll leave me alone now.
Oh, Black Sally?
Fagin.
Fagin's gone.
I know that.
Oh, Dodger, what did he make you do?
I didn't kill him. Betts, I wouldn't take that from you. We'll meet up in a few weeks. I'll leave a message for you then, like the one in the tunnel. Lie low until you hear from me, right?
What did you do to him? What tunnel? Dodger!